أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد، today with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm still alive, this will be the first series of the main wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He left it to us in Quran by giving us different story and life of different prophet and messenger. And from every prophet and messenger, we have a wisdom. What is the wisdom behind it? We are going to know inshallah. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to go with the same sequence from the time Allah created the earth until today. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people came to him and asked him, "Oh ya Rasulullah, talk to us about Allah." And he said, "Allah was and nobody else. And he created the pen. And he said to the pen, write." The pen, by the will of Allah, he took. "Oh Allah, what I write?" He said, "Write everything until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided." And the pen wrote everything. Wrote it in the tablets. It has many names in Quran: tablets, the mother of the book, the main book, the truth book, and the tablets. I was not really prepared too much for this topic, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah in what I know inshallah, and remind me with whatever I miss. We're not going to go to a lot of detail in how the earth created. Why? Because we have two different sources. We have a hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It tells us not in detail with time and how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he said he created the earth in 6 days. Then the scholar dispute, is the earth and the sky, or the earth only, or the earth and everything else, you know. But he created the earth and everything in approximately 6 days. Which day is that? Is the days of us or the day of Allah? What's the difference? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he already tell us. The angels going to report to Allah, they travel from here to the throne of Allah in 1,000 years time. One day of the angel equal 1,000 years time. In the day of judgment, Allah said something else. In the day of judgment, one day equal 50,000 years of our time. And we have to remember, even Allah, when he gives us time or description, is something to make our mind can comprehend. But according to Allah, is no rules. He said the rule. He said the time, but Allah, he has no time. He said the condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of condition. Everything is for us. Actually, today, in our life, how we set time, by the moon and the stars and the orbit and the sun and all this. This is how we set the time. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he created the earth, according to some riwayat, riwayat meaning story has been reported, but not by the prophet. By companion of the prophet who were a scholar in Christianity or a scholar in Judaism, especially Jewish scholar. because many scholars from Jewish, they embraced Islam in the time of the Prophet, and they became a scholar in Islam too. And sometimes they say things, and the Prophet ﷺ, he said, listen, and do not deny, and do not accept, but we can report it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before us, before human being, before Adam, it was jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created three creation. Angel from light. Devil and jinn from fire. And mankind from clay. Doesn't mean we are clay. Doesn't mean angel is light. Doesn't mean devil and jinn is fire. We have to keep this in our mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded angel Jibreel to go to the earth and get different bunch of dust from all over the earth. He makes it and he make a clay. And from this clay, he make a statue of a man. And the angel asked, oh Allah, what is that? He said, I know what you do not know. And when the time come, according to some report again, Iblis, which he was a jinn, but very high level because of his piety, he was present at this time in the kingdom of Allah with the angel war. Because at this time, according again to some report, jinn used to live in the earth and they did a lot of mischief. A lot of mischief. Allah sent an angel, destroy them. Finish them. Now Allah decided to make another creation. New creation. And the angel questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not questioning with no respect, questioning, just questioning knowledge. Oh Allah, what is creation for? We worship you. We will remember you. You won't create something. It will do mischief like the one before. He replied to them, I know what you do not know. They accept. And when he created Adam, alayhi salam, he lived the clay, according to some report, for 40 days. Allah knows 40 days, 40 years, whatever is the time. Until become hollow and dry. At this time, Iblis, which is a jinn, later on he will be the devil. He was not the devil yet. He was very close, has very piety, a lot of knowledge. He used to touch. Touch what? Touch the statue of Adam. And he used to say, Allah is creating you for something very noble. He created you by his own hand. I was not. I want you to follow the sequence in here for our knowledge. He started getting jealous. See now the problem? Instead of being content with what Allah gave him, he started getting jealous. How come Allah created him with his own hand? I was not. It made him irritated. In some time, Allah commanded all the angels to come. And he breathed from his soul to the Adam. And the Adam became alive. And again, according to some reports, the first thing his knees, Allah teach him to say Alhamdulillah, Sidi Arhamkumullah Ya Adam. And he teach him his name. And not only that, many names. Again, we're not going to go to the detail because it has different dispute. Is he teaching the name of the angel? He teaches the name of all human beings. And even he showed them all his own son of daughters until the day of judgment. In the kingdom of the soul, we'll talk about it. And he said to all the angels, O Adam, tell them what they do not know. Give them the names. He started giving them. He said now to the angel, now you know, I tell you before, I know what you do not know. And now he commanding the angel to make prostrate to Adam. They call it Sajdat Tashrif, prostrate of manner and respect, not worship. All the angels prostrate right away because the Creator, Allah, commanded them, except Iblis, which he has a different name. We're not going to go through it because it is a different report. He said, no. He said, oh Iblis, why you did not prostrate when I command you? He said, you create me from fire and you create him from clay, meaning I'm better than him. I want you to follow the sequence of problem Iblis did. Because Iblis, the problem he has is the one he will fight us with. And is the first teaching from Allah to mankind. Number one was what? Jealousy. Number two was what? Arrogant. Can you see the sequence? Arrogant, why? Because he put his head and his knowledge in a level of the one who created him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know the rest. He said, go, you will be cursed until infinity. He said, allow me to live. He said, I really will have living until the day of judgment. He said, I will destroy them all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, except those who are my slave and servant. Another verse in Quran, except those who are pure, sincere to me. And the devil continue. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Adam. After that, he created Eve, Sayyidina Hawa, from his ribs. Okay? And it came. And he said, go as a man and a wife to paradise. Do whatever you want, but do not touch and get closer to the tree. Again, Shaitan was coming toward them because he promised he would not leave them alone. Now, he starts whispering to Eve, whispering to Adam, and try to advise them. And they forget he was a cursed one. By this way, the first trial for mankind is forgotten. Second is to forget what Allah advised. And third, to listen to the whisper of the devil or others. and without not go too much details, after a while the devil tells them it is a tree of the infinity and a kingdom with no end. And they went and they touched it and they start eating. The moment they start eating, all of a sudden they have different completely figures, and the body start becoming different figures. And now they have to cover themselves. At this moment, they get a call from Allah, because you disobey me, go down. And they've been rejected from Jannah, paradise. And Allah sent them to earth. You will live there until you get guidance from me. Whoever follow my guidance, he will be happy in this life and hereafter. Whoever do not listen to my guidance, he will be live miserable in this life, and in the hereafter he will get the maximum punishment and miserable. I'm going to go step by step in different point now. After he went down, after a while, some reports they said when they eat, the stomach start moving, they won't go to the bathroom, there's no bathroom in paradise. They have to go to the earth. We have to know also, earth has been exist. Allah created everything before Adam be there. Animal, bird, this and that, air, water, mountain, trees, this and that is already there. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach Adam what to do, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach him is to have a certain style of life with his wife and start getting kids. And he command him, every time you get a kid, the male get married with the female, and after a while when they have more kids, they marry from the second generation and start going, you know, apart. Before we continue, we have to stop in here before we get lost. What we learn from here? We have to learn the major disease. What is the first disease generate all the problem?
Jealousy.
What is it?
Jealousy.
Where is jealousy coming from? What's the roots of jealousy? What is
Satan.
It?
The devil, Satan.
Disobedience.
It's a very simple answer.
Arrogance?
No.
Mankind? Not content.
What's that?
Not content.
Not content. MashaAllah. Who said that?
Give her some pepper.
She would get some gift, inshaAllah. Listen carefully. Jealousy is a symptom. The real disease is not content. You see now? Once you're not content with what Allah gave you, you're asking for big trouble. And this is our problem today. The mother of all problem, not content. People think he's arrogant. No, he's not content. Watch the sequence. Once he saw the statue of clay, jealousy was not good. Why? He was not content with what he saw. Because he believed something is better than him. Instead of be content with what Allah give you, he produced what? Jealousy. Why he produced jealousy? Because he was not content with what Allah had been giving him. Now you see? Now jealousy produces hate. And jealousy generates another disease. Do you know what is a disease he has? Arrogant. You see? Arrogant came after jealousy. You see? Arrogant came after jealousy. Because jealousy is a blind. According to how much jealousy you have in your heart, it will cause blind in you. Once blind generated, do you know where is a blind coming from? Where is a blind coming from?
Jealousy.
Huh? Where is a blind coming from?
Arrogant.
Arrogant will come later. I'm taking you step by step. What's that? Number one, we said jealousy. Jealousy from the roots of not content. Not content, okay? And jealousy will produce a new disease. Blindness. Where is the blindness coming from? Is a punishment from Allah. The moment you have jealousy and not content, Allah will lift the vision. By this way, you will not see things in the right order. By this way, you cannot distinguish. Can you see now? Blindness from Allah as a punishment from anybody who is not content. Okay? Now, once a person is blind, now you have another disease, which is a mother of many, many disease, which is what? Arrogant. And what more than being arrogant over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine. And even when Allah punish him and tell him, you see, Adam, he said, I made the sins, and if you do not forgive me, I will be the ultimate loser. Okay? I'm going through verses of Quran, but I'm just giving it to you in a translation of the most of my ability, in a quick manner. But this will not take too much time. But the devil, Iblis, what he said, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي You the one you tricked me. Always the arrogant blame somebody else. Can you see? Adam, he said, he did not said, the devil tricked me. Adam, he said, forgive me, I commit sins. And if you do not forgive me, I will be the loser. But Iblis, he did not say that. La'natullahi alayhi, may Allah curse him. What he said is, he said, you the one you did it to me. You the one you have the knowledge, you did it to me, and you the one you allow me to do that. Meaning he doesn't believe he's wrong. Can you see now, one disease, what will do? Always the arrogant is ignorant. Because Allah, he said it in the beginning. I know what you do not know. If he was humble from the beginning and be content with what Allah gave him and do not build arrogance, you see, and build jealousy, he will have no problem. This is why some scholars said, listen to me carefully now. The mother of all the disease on earth is not thank Allah. Be careful of not to be in a state not thanking Allah. It is the worst. Whatever what calamity you have to know it is the best for you only if you know. But because we do not know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his knowledge is over us, what Allah wants from us at this time? To thank Allah. And have faith, it is the best for us. Because once you know that, deep down, you are content. You're happy. Even in the most calamity. Because if you say, if you take your own self as the most calamity, and tell you, you want me to take the calamity away and give you some money, and you commit sins? He said, no. I'm happy with what I have. Because my calamity is cleaning me, is cleansing me. It makes me close to Allah. Allah elevate my level. Allah put for me palace in paradise. But if I have money and I'm happy and committing sins, I'm going to hellfire. Sometimes we do not understand the mercy and the wisdom of Allah. Allah, when He hates a person in this earth from his action and disbelief, He gives him what he wants. And the person be drowning is his own treasure and pleasure. And as soon as later, he's coming back. But the believer, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. This life is a jail of the believer and the paradise of the disbeliever. Because the difference between the believer and disbeliever, we sacrifice this life for the hereafter. And the disbeliever sacrifices the hereafter for this life. This is the main difference between us and them. We work for the hereafter to please Allah. They work to enjoy, to have pleasure, to have a good time, to kill time. No. We have different rule and different everything. Because you do not believe in hereafter. We believe. This is why we will get the hereafter, you will not get it. I want you to be careful about the first lesson. The first lesson is the mother of all the lesson. The first lesson, if you do not receive it in your heart and work hard to clear it, you are in big trouble, all of us. Which is to be content under any circumstance. And no life stay forever. You will never be healthy all your life. You will never be young all your life. You will not have a life all your life, because as soon or later you die. You will never get everything you want and desire. Never. Always Allah will take something from you. Only if you know. To make you always connect to Allah is wisdom behind everything. When Adam alayhi salam forget, what's the price? He went the opposite way. By this way, we know now what is the sequence, how the devil work against us. Number us, he make us forget the message. Number two, he relabel. You know, he swing the knowledge. He corrupt it. And he give it us in a different format. By this way, instead of being in a state of obedience, we'll be in a state of disobedience. He said to Adam, Allah did not tell you don't touch it and don't eat it for something. No. He's testing you, but if you eat from it, it will benefit you. It will make you the king of paradise. Always he promise. Allah promise and His promise. You see, Allah promised Jannah and richness and connection. And He promised poverty and stray. Because always, always, without no doubt, He will leave you alone. After you stray, He tell you, I didn't do anything. Use the one you did. I only whisper and you listen to me. What do you want from me? I fear Allah. Imagine the devil. I fear Allah. Only I whisper and you did it. In one report, by one riwayah, is the devil, when he whispered to the person in the morning and let him escape one salah, he come. And let him escape the second salah. If he can escape the second salah, he whisper and make him escape the third salah. If he make him escape the third salah, he make him escape the fourth salah. If he make him escape the fifth salah, he will leave him alone. He said, you are cursed more than me. I obey Allah once and look what happened to me. And you obey Allah 5 times a day, it's finished. I cannot be even close to you. You are be cursed by Allah more than me. Finished. The devil afraid from us when we disobey Allah. It was a report, not a report, but a story about Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. One night, he was alone in his own palace when he hear. He cannot see nobody. Do you know all the major kings, you have all this secret hole and door. By this way, if a revolution or something come against them, they have escaped. This was one of the doors, a secret door. And if you study the pharaohs and the king of Egypt at this time, what he used to do? Your engineer, architecture, come. You do for him a secret mission. Once you finish, everybody working the mission will be killed. By this way, nobody know what he done except whom? The king. And this was one of the secret door leading to a big, like, runaway. He said, who coming now? At night? He go open the door. He find an old man. He said, who you are? Who are you? And how you know this door? He smiled at him and he said to him, you call yourself the greatest God and you do not know one of my servants and what he's doing? He said, you are the devil. He said, yes, I am the devil. He said, what are you doing here? He said, I commit one tiny mistake and Allah curse me. And you said, I'm the greatest? You are in big, deep trouble. Now the king of Pharaoh's answer. He said, or the devil answered, do you know he is worse than me and you in the front of Allah? He said, whom? He said, the one who's jealous. The hasid, the one who envy, is more cursed than me and you in the front of Allah. One of the worst things to do to look to each other and start comparing or dislike what we have or dislike what our situation. Oh, if Allah give me this, if Allah give me that, no. This is so dangerous. This is what we're going through now. The main essence of the teaching of the story of Adam alayhi salam. By this way, when they go to paradise, one of the main problems they have, and we should learn about it, forget. Forget what Allah said. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the believer what? The one, if they remembered, they will be led with my knowledge. By this way, Allah command us, if you forget what you do, remember me. Remember Allah. Allah will make you forget. Because forgetting from Allah will make you remember. Because forgetting from whom? Who make you forget? Shaitan, Satan, devil. Why? To prepare you for his own tricks. How we get away of the state of forgetting?
Remember
Allah. Why today we forget, and the majority of us forget, they are forgetting. Imagine, we forget, we are forgetting. Why? We do not go back to the message. The moment you go back to the message and you go back to Allah, Allah will make you remember. And now he make you know where you're going. And he show you the right path. What's the second trick after make us forgetting, he will relabel different command by Allah and rule. And once he relabel it, he make it so nice to us. He make you believe it is good for you. Now we have another point. We said we are very weak. Allah created us with weakness. Allah created us with desire. Allah created us with temptation. Allah created us and He gave us the devil and His army and His weapons. What do you want me to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you also and He gave you the weapons against everything you said. What is the weapons against all that? Quran. Remember Allah, teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the son of Adam and He gave him weakness and He gave him enemy. And in the meantime, He gives the enemy a weapons and He gives you a weapons. If you forget your weapons, your enemy will attack you with his weapons. If you remember your weapons and how you use it, you will attack him and you will save yourself. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when sent Adam to the earth, He said, go and wait for my guidance. Whoever received my guidance, he will never be strayed. And he will live a good life in this life and hereafter. What's the guidance? The guidance in the form of messages and messenger and prophets. To lead us to go back to where we came from. Because our main home is where? Paradise. And we just went for a journey and we're going back. But Allah, after He sent us to the earth, He left us alone for complete and a beautiful examine. And He said, I'm going to send you the man. You take the man and you follow my instruction, you're coming back in peace. You do not follow my instruction and you do not take my map, you will be straight. What else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said something very beautiful to Iblis, the devil, the Satan. When He promised, I will get them all. I will stray them all and I let them go with me to hellfire. Allah replied of the meaning of. Two verses in Quran. Very important. It has the categories of whom Allah will save them from the Satan. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go. You have no power and strength over my slave and servant. ليس لك على عبادي سلطان. You have no any power or strength over my slave servant. Don't forget, today, why we are astray? Because we're not a slave. We're not a slave. Word slave in Quran, meaning the complete surrender and obedience. By this way, you are in a state of slavery to Allah. And once in a while, Shaitan will take a portion of you, but not for a long time. If he take a big portion of you, meaning you are astray for a long time. And the another one is إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those who are pure for me. Meaning the devil will destroy everyone except the pure sincere. He didn't even use word sincere. No, pure sincere. The one only pure to you, they will not be straight. Why? He cannot. Why? Because Allah protect them. Why? Because they are pure to Allah. The more we are surrendered to Allah, the more He give us weapons and protection And the more we leave Allah, the more we become vulnerable to attack and be victim of the devil. Now, why today we forgot? Very simple. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, another thing happened. He took him to the kingdom of soul. To the kingdom of soul. And he showed Adam alayhi salam all his sons and daughters, meaning all of us, until the day of judgment. But not in a form of us, the soul. Because all of us was been created before in a kingdom of the soul. When the time come, Allah sends the soul to the body belong to it. Okay? Now, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Adam, bear witness, I will questioning them in the front of you. Who are me? Or who is me? And all the soul reply, you are our Lord. You are our Allah, He's a creator. The one who created us. He said, remember. And you remember, I make your father witness to you or against you. When we come to earth, this is why all of us created in what? Islam. What is Islam? The submission to the only one. What's the meaning submission to the only one? The surrender and recognize who is the creator. And once we come to this life, we start getting deceived. According to different people, different devil, different environment. Does this give us excuse? No. Why? Because the creator, he made decision already. He already gave us the manpower, the intellect, the fitra. Fitra is the living heart believing in Allah. You see? By this way, inside of us is the reality. The reality of what? The Creator is one. This is why Allah called the hypocrite and disbeliever is a liar. Why Allah calls him is a liar? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 2/3 of the Quran, you know what he said? Look at yourself and look at around. Is this not enough sign? Who is the creator? And if you're honest, all you have to do, go back and find out where is the message. This is why today, anyone who disbelieve or even Muslim astray, all you find out, they're not doing their homework. That's it. We're willing to make the homework of everything except for our soul. Can you see? By this way, we have no excuse in the front of Allah. You find a person has 2 or 3 degrees, 2 master, 1 doctor, whatever, but they never read Quran. I know a person, I met him, 9 doctor degree, and he's still going. And he said, I love just knowledge. I asked him, you read Quran, he's supposed to be a Muslim. He said, no, I have no time. You see? He has time to study to be having a 9 doctor degree, but he have no time to read only one book. You see? This is why Allah, again, you have to believe in Allah. He said the disbeliever is a liar. The hypocrite is a liar. Look at us. All of us is a liar, but in different format and different level. I was saying to Brother Muhammad before, imagine now he called and he said somebody knocking the door. All his relatives are friends. He said, this man coming with a lot of beautiful shoes. Brand name such and such. Each shoe is $100, $15. Brand new in the box. Wonder what happened. Everybody will be here in 15 minutes.
Rush for the bargain.
Just for shoes. You see? Imagine you said, a piece, a thief, he steal a lot of diamond. Every diamond ring is almost $2,000-$3,000. He only sold it for 100.
Right. So
look. The house will be backed. The house will be backed. Right, Sister Jamila? Will be backed. We know it is haram. We know it is stolen. And still. Why? Because our heart connected to material. Why our heart connected to material? Because we value it. Why we value it? Before, because we forget our roots. Meaning, the devil, he did a beautiful job and we already in a state of forgetting. Meaning, once he make you forget, remember, he will never leave you alone. Once he make you forget, the rest will be worse. Because now he give you, or he allow you, with the will of Allah, to be in a sequence of disobedience. Okay? This is the main teaching lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us from it. And also the arrogant. And we said the arrogant was not the mother of disease at this moment. Was another branch of disease. Because what? Contentment. Once a person is not content. Once a person get little bit arrogant, wonder what happened. Allah punishes a person by what? By making him stray. Make him blind. Okay? This is so far in this area. Now, before I continue or I stop, is any question so far about this area? Before I forget also an important point, you remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Angel Jibreel to come in the ground, to come to the earth, and he get collect some dust, and he make from it a clay? This is why we came different color, different shape, different language, different even mentality, different, what do you call it? Like some is anger, some is soft, some is generous, some is stingy, some is, you know? All kind of different format of material. Yes, from one, but imagine by the will of Allah, from one, he created all these tongues, he created all these shapes, he created all these people, and he created all this. May Allah reward all of you. I have 2.5. 2.5 cup.
So you have to drink.
You see? Now, I remind myself and remind you. From Surah Al-Furqan, half of the verse 20. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we create you as a trial for each other. You will be a patient, and I'm all seeing.
Can I ask you a question? Are you ready?
Keep the question for a moment, because I also forget another point. When the angel asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he created Adam, why you create Adam, Ya Allah? He said, Inni ja'ilun fil arda khalifa. I am creating my own representative in the earth. Do you know what this meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We elevated and honor the son of Adam. Do you know what this meaning? One scholar, one time when I was young, he gave these two verses and he was crying. He kept crying at this moment. He said, imagine the one who created you, he tell you, I love you. I choose you. I elevate you. I make you. I create you by my own hand. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many ways of creation. One of the creation, B to B, finished. will be. But it's different between be to be and to make it by his own hand, meaning blessing, meaning something you love, something you really value. By this way, the first gift from Allah to us, he make us the son of Adam. This is a gift. Imagine if we could been created as a donkey. You cannot change it. You have been chosen who you are. You like it or you don't. And it's better to like it because Allah give it to you. Meaning it is the best for you only if you know. Remember this sentence, only if you know. Know what? Know of what Allah know. Meaning Allah knows the best benefit for you. That's it. Don't dig. You never know. Our wisdom is limited. Our knowledge is limited. One time, 4 or 5 years ago, when I read this, I am the representative of Allah on earth, I was crying. You know what I was crying for? Here am I, what I'm doing. Imagine you work for the White House as an ambassador of the United States of America. And every day you go in an alley and having like heroin or something and having some garbage and stay with the garbage people in the street. Imagine if you get called to the prison. I give you a palace. I give you the power of authority. I give you dignity. You are belong to us. And you leave all that and you play garbage in the street. Imagine. This is what happening to us, but we do not understand it. Allah elevate us so high, more than anybody else. And we disgrace the elevation of Allah give us. We do not value it. What Allah meant when inni ja'alun fil ardi khalifa, I am creating my own representative in earth. Do you know what kind of khalifa is that? Some of the early scholars explain it. He said, what do you mean the representative of someone? You're presenting what? An image. Presenting an image. Presenting a job. Presenting the goal. What Allah want? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and jinn except to worship me. How? Do you know what's the highest format of worship? To remember who you are, and you are completely a slave and servant of Allah. And return every single aspect of your life toward Allah. Because the reality is, you like it or don't, and everything belongs to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want us to be a pure slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to how much we surrender and become a slave to Allah, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want us to be living in this earth, presenting Allah. Imagine. How you present Allah? Imagine how you present someone you do not know. How you present someone you do not know what he wants from you. How you present someone and you do not know his message and what he wants from you. You think you can do it? No way. but you already get the job. You like it or you don't. And you will be questioned about the time, the energy, the money, the ability. Everything Allah give you, you will be questioned about it. I give you air, I give you yourself, I give you manpower, I give you your wife, your kids, the mess and that. Everything I give it to you, what you done for me. All what you have, food, this and that, is only for me. How much you show people about me, how much you talk about me, how much you engage in your life for me, how much you get to know me, how much you worship me, what kind of manner you dealt with people with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who have manner, close to the manner of Allah. Somebody said, close to the manner of Allah? Yes. Meaning is, we imitate the quality of Allah. We will never make, imitate the quality of Allah, one of the million, one of the billion, whatever that's. But Allah, He want us to try. Allah is merciful, we try to be merciful with each other. Allah is forgiven, we try to forgive each other. Allah is generous, we try to be generous to each other. Imagine, subhanAllah, this phone call is an amazing phone call. Sister Farida tell me, is a woman, her husband just died today. I tell her to call a mosque a week ago or 10 days ago, and they tell her everything is ready, everything will be taken care of. Now they tell her, yes, everything will be taken care of, but you pay for it. And now she get a shock. $1,600 for a funeral and $3,000 for grave land. Meaning $4,600. Imagine all of a sudden. Why is he do not tell her that before? You know? Amazing. And why is he do not make even say, okay, we know that, but we already calculate money for you, and we have, for example, $3,000 and only $1,600 left. You understand me? I do not understand what kind of Muslim we are today. May Allah forgive me and forgive them. I do not know. If it's our relative, we will do something about it. But because of a person we do not know, we said we do arrangement. Arrangement what? You make a phone call and the funeral home will come take the body. We won't get reward very cheap. SubhanAllah. This our situation. This our situation. May Allah save us and help us to remember where we're going. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is the lesson of the first part of the story of Adam alayhi salam. Everyone asks himself or herself, I'm content with what Allah gave me. I'm pleased with what Allah gave me. I'm talking about give me physically, spiritually, whatever, material. I understand the bounty Allah gave me. He couldn't create me as a human being without a choice. He created me from father and mother, Muslim, by His will and generosity. He made me believe in Him by His generosity. He chose me. He elevated me. He loved me. And this is a price. This is a gratitude and thanks to Allah. But after He do all that, I turned my back and acting with arrogance against His message and forget who He is and who am I. And as soon or later I'm going to die and will be questioned in front of Him. And at this time I have no excuse. I have no skills. Today we give the excuse to each other. And if I talk a little bit more, we say this man is no good. He's pushing. No. I'm just reminding myself and reminding you as a job, as a duty. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all of us, we have to go back and ask ourselves, I'm really sincere? Do you know now, for now, 2 or 3 weeks now we talk about it? Look at again. The only one will be saved from this devil. Whom? Not the sincere, the pure sincere. Who will be the one who saved from the devil and temptation? The slave and servant of Allah. Do you know what this meaning? Meaning you do not move, you do not breathe until you ask, is this according to Allah or against Allah? Today we do a lot of mischief and after that we make decision by ourselves. And even if we said Allah said, no, I do not like it. Imagine. Sometimes we acting more than the devil act. The devil even dare to say that. He have only one question and it curse him. And today we acting even like we are better than the Creator. We know better stuff for Allah al-Azim. May Allah forgive us. Sometimes I'm be by myself afraid to say to any Muslim brother and sister any regulation. Because if I tell them, they might come and cut my throat. How come I say that? It's almost like me saying, I said Allah said it. They deny it and they never read Quran. They never study. How you deny something you do not know? And if you're sincere, how come you do not read? How come you do not investigate? My dear brother and sister in Islam, I do not want to talk too much of today, but this is the first cycle of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us about the story of Adam alayhi salam. And we went to the major element and major learning experience and advice from Allah of what happening, where is the problem, how it generated, and how we can implement it and save ourselves from it. Is the guidance is Quran by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, both of them containing all the weapons. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I did not leave you with anything make you closer to paradise without I advise you for it. And I did not leave anything get you away from hellfire without you, I advise you get away from it. Now, if the Prophet advised us about all the goodness and all the harms, how I know it? I have to learn. The more I learn, the more what? I will do good and get away from evil. That's it. That's it. That's it. Any question or any concern?
Anybody have any question? Okay. Did Adam have Cain and Abel? Was Adam and Eve's son?
Say it again.
Cain and Abel?
Habil and Qabil. What about this?
Cain and Abel?
Yeah, Habil and Qabil. This is their name.
And according to our history, did Cain kill Abel?
Yeah. Don't forget we didn't go through it yet.
Okay. Oh, so wait a little bit.
What? Believe it or not, we cover it, but in different way. Okay. Remind me again.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Next question.
Go ahead.
How can we make more? more effort for Islam and why we cannot make more effort? What is the solution?
The question is why some of us make more effort and some of us do not make more effort. And what is the solution? What we say is effort in what? Effort in what?
Islam.
In Islam?
Ibadah.
In Ibadah? You know what happened is, why I ask this question? Today all of us making a lot of effort. But what kind of effort? Different effort. But when it comes to our salvation and saving ourselves, we have no time. Why? Very simple question, and I will give you a very simple answer. But if you listen carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, by Allah, He advised. He said, O my slave servant, O the son of Adam, whoever wake up in the morning and all he thinking and he thought to fulfill the need of the hereafter, I will fulfill his heart with richness. And I will make life easy. And I will fulfill your heart with contentment. And I will bless your day. And O the son of Adam, if you wake up in the morning and all your thinking and thought and desire to fulfill material status in this life, I will fulfill your heart with poorness. I will make you poor. And wonder what happened. I will give you a stamp between your eyes. The stamp of poverty. And I will fulfill your hand working. Meaning I will make you so busy. And you will never reach what you want. Allah promise. Do you know when I read this hadith what happened? All of us in it. We left what Allah wants and we're not content and we do not think about the hereafter. All of us is busy and we never reach what we want. You see? And after that we complain. What is the solution? Allah make it easy. He advise you. Only think about one thing, after death. You think about after death, and you think about how to be saved from hellfire, and you think about how to please Allah, how to work for Allah. Allah promise He will make your life easy. He will open means you never know, and He will fill your heart with richness and contentment. You do not do so, you will be busy, you will be miserable, you will be poor. Whatever, how much you do, I see it all over in America. I see people multimillionaire to a regular job. And everybody has one word in common. I have no time. And all of them is a liar. Because everybody has the time, but the priority is different. Now you see, what's another point?
The man who was walking and eating an apple falling from the tree and who he married.
You see, today is another thing. When we do not have faith, we have no belief in Allah. We're running like dogs. You know, we run like dogs. And we never content. And we always scared from security, insurance, future. What will happen? If you're not married, you won't get married. If you want to get married, you want to get divorced. If you have kids, you want to have boys, you want girls. If you have girls, you want boys. Nobody, if you're short, you want to get taller. If you told her, you won't get shorter. Everyone is not content. I'm afraid to say it, Amr Sheikh. If you overweight, you want to lose weight. If you are not waiting, you want to gain weight. You see? Look at America. You said 2.5 million female have breast transplant in America. And 2 million of them, this year, they filed a suit because they have, what they call it?
Yeah.
Some leakage inside. And most of them
silicone.
Get cancer.
Silicone.
Silicone, exactly. And they have cancer. Mm-hmm. Why you give yourself hard time?
Nobody's satisfied.
Nobody's satisfied. Why I'm wearing a shoe is like 6 inch tall? Why I can fall down? Why? I'm serious. You're not content?
More than 6 inch.
I'm trying to make average. You know? Why? Where I'm going? I'm not going to read the sky. I'm not going to play basketball.
And a little small dog rushed up. They can't deceive herself.
The point again, look at what's going on, contentment. Do you know if you look to the budget of clothing, 90% of your clothing we have, it's just because we want show off. Or we want proof, I can buy different clothing. Or people to look at me. Actually, believe it or not, a couple of pieces of clothes can be satisfying you for many, many years to come. But the whole sickness of the fashion. Everybody making money except you. If you look how much a female or a male is spending on clothing yearly, is a budget by itself. Is a big budget by itself. You know? All this, who playing game? The devil. Who obey him and follow him? You. You have another alternative? Yes. Be a slave to Allah. Look at me. MashaAllah. How much is it? It's a beautiful Arabic suit. One piece, not three piece. You know? It cost me from Saudi Arabia like $3. If it's true, Alhamdulillah. If I get even half a dozen, it can stay with me for many, many years. What's the difference? I'm not missing. Clothing will not make people respect me or decrease me. You know? Or elevate me. No. It is what here. What inside the heart and the connection with Allah. And this about the story. About a poor man. Very poor man. But he has a very beautiful connection with Allah. He's walking one day. When he was walking, he see a fruit in the ground. And this fruit, he grab it and start eating. In the middle of eating, he discover it belong to a tree. And the tree inside the house. Yes, he was not out inside, he was outside. But the tree inside, and it was a gate. He stopped eating. He ran to the gate. And the doorman asked him, where are you going? He said, I want to meet the owner of the house. He said, what do you want him for? He said, I want him for emergency things. He said, okay. He called the owner. The owner came. He said, what do you want? I said, I want you to forgive me. He said, why? What you done? He said, I was walking outside your garden. I saw a fruit. I eat it. And this is a leftover. Please forgive me. I just have 2 or 3 bites. He said, no, I will never forgive you. He said, why? Please let me know what I can do to forgive you. To forgive me. He said, you have to marry my daughter. If you marry my daughter, I forgive you. He think for a moment. If I do not marry his daughter, I will be in hellfire because I'm stealing. I have something that belongs to me. And I do not know, I do not, you know, he's trying to figure out what he had. He said, okay, I marry you, dude. He said, but you have to know what you're marrying. She's deaf. She doesn't talk. She's blind. And she's paralyzed. Again, he kept quiet. And he said, still, is much better than hellfire. For 2-3 bites. Imagine we are in America. We eat halal and haram, forbidden, not forbidden. It doesn't matter. Why the heart is dead? We do not fear Allah. We do not even read the ingredient. We do not know what is halal, what is forbidden. What is permissible, what is not. Look what the bounty with the light of Iman do to the heart. Anyway, he decided he get married. An Islamic way, a father can be the representative of his own daughter. Right, so he get married. Now he give him the right, he go to where the daughter is. He said, anyway, let me give her salam. She's deaf, but I'm going to give her salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. He heard an answer, very pretty answer, beautiful. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, you can hear? She said, yes. And she started walking by him. He said, and you walk? Meaning you see. Meaning you hear. And your father lied. She said, no, my father is not a liar. And she opened her face, and she was very pretty. He asked her, why your father did that? He said, what he tell you is the truth. I am blind because I never see any man in my life except you. Because I don't look except with what Allah allowed me to look at. And I do not hear because I do not hear anything except anything belong to Allah. And I do not talk because I do not talk anything except remember of Allah. And this foot never walk except only for you. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him just by his own fear of Allah. This is what we forget. Imagine if we are closer to Allah, you think he will leave you alone? He will not give you? He will not trash you, fill your heart with beauty of Iman. Do you know the ultimate gift Allah gave to any mankind is the bounty of Iman in his heart and the sweetness of Iman? Can you see why today in America all of us are scared? We have no insurance. We go buy an insurance policy and we think insurance policy will do everything. American job? No. Insurance cannot do anything. Security can do anything. Only the door is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the whole thing all about. Building faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any question, any concern? About Habil and Qabil, we continue inshallah next week. Okay? Any question, any concern? Okay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn what is the wisdom or some of the wisdom of Allah of being here in this earth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be a better servant. You are sincere servant to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and accept us to be protected only by Allah. And remember only Allah. And believe only in Allah. And only think to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not thinking and be worried about one thing. How I can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his brother who died today. His name is Omar Abdul Rashid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannah insha'Allah and forgive his sins and be mercy to him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in the grave and let him know all the answer, because answering the grave cannot be done without Allah. You cannot answer any question in the grave unless Allah accepts you, and this according to how you live. Very simple. You live as a Muslim, you will die as a Muslim, you be resurrected as a Muslim. You die as a hypocrite, you live as a hypocrite, you die as a hypocrite, you go to the grave as a hypocrite, you're resurrected as a hypocrite. You die as a disbeliever, you live as a disbeliever, you die as a disbeliever, you be resurrected as a disbeliever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, save us, save us. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.